This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 1,100 crore rupees at Ekta Nagar in Kevadia, Gujarat. Among the key initiatives inaugurated are the Birsa Munda Tribal University in Rajpipla and the first phase of the hospitality district at Garudeshwar, along with several other infrastructure projects. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for 10 ambitious projects, including the Museum of Royal Kingdoms of India, to be built at a cost of 367 crore rupees, and a sports complex. These projects aim to promote ecotourism, green mobility, and smart infrastructure while advancing tribal development in the region. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi flagged off 25 e-buses worth 30 crore rupees to enhance tourist transport facilities. The Prime Minister reached Gujarat today on a two-day visit to the state. Mr. Modi will participate in Rashtriya Ekta Diwas celebrations tomorrow, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Iron Man of India. United States has granted India a six-month exemption from sanctions on Iran's Chabahar port. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal said India has been granted exemption for a six-month period. The spokesperson said India continues to remain engaged with the U.S. side on finalizing the trade deal. He also confirmed that some Indian companies have received licenses for importing rare earth magnets from China. Replying to a question on Pakistan-Afghanistan, Mr. Jaiswal said, Pakistan seems to think that it has the right to practice cross-border terrorism with impunity, which its neighbors find unacceptable.
Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories. Pakistan seems to think that it has the right to practice cross-border terrorism with impunity. Its neighbors find it unacceptable. India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan.
Replying to another query, Mr. Jaiswal stressed that India stands ready to support Afghanistan in its sustainable water management, including on hydroelectric projects. On Quad, Mr. Jaiswal said, Quad is a valuable forum for discussion on shared interest in a number of areas. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reached Kuala Lumpur on a two-day visit to Malaysia today to attend the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus ADMM Plus. The ADMM Plus is scheduled to be held on the 1st of November. During his visit, Mr. Singh will also address the second edition of ASEAN-India Defence Ministers informal meeting tomorrow under the chairmanship of Malaysia. In view of the Bihar Assembly elections, star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan addressed several public rallies today. Leaders from other political parties also held meetings in support of their respective candidates. As the polling date for the first phase of the assembly elections is drawing closer, campaigning has gained significant momentum. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. Subir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, today reviewed interstate border preparedness and directed strict vigil to ensure peaceful and inducement-free Bihar Assembly elections. The CEC underscored the Commission's commitment to free, fair, peaceful and inducement-free elections. Justice Surya Kant will be the next Chief Justice of India. In a social media post, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal congratulated him and said that President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice Surya Kant as the next Chief Justice of India. And in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, chasing a target of 339 runs set by Australia, India were 264 for 4 in 40.5 overs in the second semi-final at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai when reports last came in. Early opting to bat after winning the toss, Australia were bowled out for 338 runs in 49.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.